In this exercise, we are going to join together and capitalize on the rebound effect that naturally occurs when we work against resistance. We are so capable of pushing against resistance in our lives in so many different ways. But there often comes a point when continuing to push is no longer effective, and we have little choice but to let go and surrender in the direction in which life is encouraging us to grow. This exercise is all about intentionally noticing and amplifying the sensation of resistance, and then noticing the beautiful comfort of release, the sense of ease that comes with letting go. For you to experience this, we're going to focus on progressively tightening and relaxing various muscle groups one at a time. The invitation here is to really pay keen attention to the sensation you experience when you're in a state of resistance, and to give the same attention and awareness to what it feels like when you let go. This exercise is very helpful for grounding the self in the body in the present moment, and for ensuring that you experience the difference between states of tension and what it is to feel deeply relaxed. When I do this exercise, I'm often surprised to discover areas of tension that only become apparent to me after I tighten them even more and experience the rebound to a far more relaxed state. So as much as this is a relaxation exercise that is sure to leave you feeling like you just had a massage, it is also an exercise that increases awareness of where we experience tension in the body. With practice, you will be able to notice this tension more easily in your daily life, and might even be able to bring forward in your mind the experience of what that muscle feels like when relaxed and elicit the feeling without any movement at all. For this exercise, we will lean into resistance by tightening specific muscles, and then we will release and enjoy the ease of relaxation that happens naturally when we let go. Before we begin, it is important that you do not push yourself to the point of pain. The idea is to tighten each muscle so that it feels tense and uncomfortable, but not painful. You might also want to review the handout where I describe all the movements we will be doing before attempting this exercise in order to ensure that they are all a fit for you. If there are any movements you're concerned about, or have been advised not to do, just skip them and consider just taking that time to focus on your breath, or maybe substitute that particular movement with another one that you feel more comfortable with. Let's begin. As usual, we will start by getting grounded with the breath. Just noticing the inhalation and the exhalation. Not forcing anything, but bringing particular awareness to that out breath. That easy breathing out. The exhalation that brings us downwards and inwards. Just riding that out-breath. And this type of easy breathing is what we're going to continue doing throughout this exercise. And we're going to use the breath as a way of reinforcing the tension and letting go. And so what I mean by that is that when we're tensing a muscle, we're going to time that tension with breathing in. And as we hold the tension, we're going to continue to breathe in and out slowly and easily. And we're going to time the letting go of that tension with each time we breathe out. And then just notice. So now I invite you to bring awareness to both of your hands. And the next time you inhale, clench both of your fists. Hold that tension, feel that tension in your hands. Continuing to breathe slowly and easily, but with keen focus on the sensation you're experiencing right now in your hands. Studying it. And the next time you breathe out, let it go. Allow your hands to relax completely. As you're continuing to breathe slowly and deeply and easily. And really pay attention to how your hands feel now. You might become aware of a tingling sensation, or maybe a change in temperature. Really take in how this feels now and the difference between how your hands feel when they're tense compared to when they're relaxed. Next, we're going to move further up the body, up the arms to the biceps, those muscles in the front of your arms. And to tighten this muscle group, I suggest that you leave your hands open. We really just want to focus on those muscles in the front of the arms. And so the next time you inhale with open hands, I invite you to make a muscle. Bring your hands towards your shoulders and really tighten those biceps. And holding that tension there as you're continuing to breathe in and out, really noticing what this feels like, studying the sensation. And the next time you exhale, let it go. Allow your arms to just drop down beside you to rest comfortably wherever they land. As you're continuing to breathe deeply and slowly and easily, notice the sensation. Enjoy the release. And as you are really noticing the difference between the tensed biceps and how they feel now, appreciate the difference. And you might choose to just mentally check in right now with your hands as well as your biceps. And if you happen to notice any remaining tension there, just imagine it escaping, leaving you with each time you breathe out. Next, we're going to shift from the arms and focus on the muscles of the face, beginning with the forehead. And as you breathe in next time, I invite you to tense the muscles in your forehead by raising your eyebrows up and holding that tension there. You can do that with eyes open or eyes closed. Really notice what this feels like. Forget about what your face might look like, just feel. And when it's time to exhale next time, just let it go. Allow all the muscles in your forehead to smooth out, to soften. And as you're continuing to breathe easily and deeply and slowly, again, tune into the difference in how this muscle group feels when it's tense compared to when it's relaxed. Continuing to move down through the face, now focusing on the muscles in and around the eyes. And to tense this muscle group, I invite you, as you breathe in next time, to really clench your eyes together. It feels uncomfortable, but it's okay. Notice the tension around the eyes. You may even also notice it in the forehead. See if you can hold on to it just a little longer. Really study the sensation. And the next time you breathe out, let it go. Allow all the muscles around the eyes to completely relax. As you're continuing to breathe deeply and slowly and easily, allowing that softening, that letting go to progress naturally. Next, we're going to focus on the muscles in and around the jaw. And you're going to tense that muscle group as you breathe in by opening your jaw until you just start to feel tension in the hinge of your jaw. Go ahead and do that now. Noticing the tension there as you're continuing to breathe. It might feel a little awkward. You can still breathe. Really paying attention to what this feels like. And the next time you exhale, you let it go. Allow the jaw to come to a more comfortable position. You might find it wants to close a little, but it hangs loose just to the perfect amount. Trusting it to find its most comfortable position as you're continuing to breathe slowly and deeply and easily. And now we'll just take a moment to review, mentally check in with all of those parts of the face we just focused on. Mentally checking in with the muscles in the forehead, around the eyes, and the jaw. And if you happen to notice any tension there, just imagine it leaving you with each time you breathe out. Continuing now further down the body, bring awareness to the shoulders. This is a part of the body where we tend to store a lot of tension. And so we're going to do this one twice. So whenever you're ready, as you inhale, I invite you to raise your shoulders up as if to touch your ears. Really notice all of the tension building up between your neck and your shoulders, maybe in that upper back as well. Try not to push your arms up, but just let the shoulders do all the work. Holding that tension, studying it. And at the next exhalation, let it go. Allowing those shoulders to drop. Noticing that they might sit a little lower. As you continue to breathe deeply and slowly and easily, they might even drop a little bit more. And let's just do that muscle group one more time. Whenever you're ready, as you inhale, raising your shoulders up as if to touch your ears, holding the tension there. Continuing to study it, holding it a little bit longer as you're still breathing. And when it's time to exhale, let it go. Allowing the shoulders to drop as much as they need to. Really noticing the difference in how this part of your body feels when it's tense compared to when it's more relaxed now. Appreciating this difference, the difference it means the difference it makes to let go. Next, we're going to focus on the muscles between the shoulder blades. And to tense this muscle group, I invite you to bring your shoulder blades together in the back, almost as if you're pinching them to hold a pencil or something small. Coordinate it with the inhalation, bringing those shoulders back to touch behind you. Continuing to breathe as you really observe and study the tension in your upper back. And the next time you exhale, let it go. Allow the shoulders to round out, to really come to whatever position. Don't worry about your posture. Just allowing this part of your body to relax completely. As you're continuing to breathe slowly and deeply and easily. And again, we tend to hold so much tension in this part of the body. So we'll do that muscle group one more time. Whenever you're ready, taking in a deep breath, inhale, raising, bringing your shoulders back towards each other, holding the tension between the shoulder blades as you're continuing to breathe, studying this tension, holding it just a little longer, and as you exhale, just letting it go, allowing the shoulders to roll, to round out. Really appreciating the difference in how this upper back feels now compared to what it was before. And just mentally checking in with this whole region, your shoulders and upper back. And if you happen to notice any remaining tension there, invite you to image it just leaving you with each time you breathe out. Next, we're going to focus on our core, starting with the chest. And we're going to disrupt our beautiful, deep, relaxed breathing and build up the tension in the chest by intentionally holding our breath. And we're going to hold it for up to 10 seconds before slowly letting it go. So wherever you're ready, taking a deep breath, holding the breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, notice the tension, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then slowly let it go. Taking another breath now, allowing that relaxation in the chest now, allowing for room for the breath to travel down deeper into your core, activating your diaphragm and your abdomen. And just notice how much more relaxed this feels. How much easier it is to breathe. We're no longer forcing the breath. Allowing it to fill the core. We're going to disrupt the breath again in the next little while by tightening the core, making it a little bit more challenging for that deep breath. So to do that, as we inhale, bringing the abdomen and sucking in your tummy, your stomach, and holding it really tight. Notice how the breath changes. really make this as tight as you can, as if someone was going to give you a blow to the abs. Study the sensation, and the next exhalation, just let it go. Allow the belly to fully expand. Let it all hang out. There's no need to restrain yourself now. And just notice the difference of letting go, allowing room for a full breath, allowing the belly to expand each time you inhale, observing it collapse easily, naturally, as you exhale. And again, if you happen to notice any remaining tension in your chest, in your abdomen, I invite you to image it leaving you with each time you breathe out. Next, we're going to focus on the thighs. And as you breathe in next time, I invite you to tense your thigh muscles just by concentrating on them. You might find yourself raising a bit in your seat. You're still breathing, holding this tension, noticing what this feels like. And the next time you exhale, let it go. Allow those muscles to completely unwind, allowing yourself to sink more heavily into the chair. As you're continuing to breathe slowly and deeply and easily. Appreciating the difference. Continuing to move further down the body, now focusing on the calves. And you're going to tense this muscle group as you breathe in by extending your legs out in front and bringing your toes towards you. Really notice the tension in the back of the legs as you're continuing to breathe slowly and deeply and easily. Just really notice the sensation here. And as you breathe out next time, let it go. Allow the legs to drop down, for the feet to flop in whatever position is natural. Really paying attention to the sensation, the difference, and how your legs feel when they're relaxed compared to when they're tense. And last, we're going to focus on the muscles of the feet. And we're going to tense the feet as we breathe in next time by making a fist with them. Whether you're wearing shoes or not, as you breathe in, curling your toes down, feeling the tension at the bottom of your feet, noticing the sensation as you're continuing to breathe deeply and slowly and easily. And the next time you exhale, let it go. Allow the feet to completely relax. Allow all those muscles to smooth out. Notice possibly tingling or a change in temperature. Just notice it all. Appreciating the difference. And just mentally checking in now with your thighs and your calves and your feet. And as you notice whatever state they're in, if there's any sign of tension, just image it leaving you with each time you breathe out. Taking some time now to really enjoy this deeper, relaxed state that you achieved by pushing into resistance, creating it for yourself, and then making the choice to let it go. Noticing the ease that naturally unfolds when we just allow for ease. Really appreciating that relaxation response you created throughout your body now. That might deepen with each time you breathe out. And know that you can come back to this practice whenever you need to, whether it's with just one or two muscle groups or this entire process, to quickly ground you and feel deeply calm and relaxed.